they have been working hand in hand for more than 13 years, the Lebanese Navy and UNIFIL Maritime Task Force. Since the very first moment when the first naval component in the history of UN peacekeeping operations was deployed here in 2006, it has been providing all possible support to the Lebanese Navy, not only in monitoring territorial waters, but also in building its capabilities. The results of such cooperation, remarkable in themselves, allow Lebanon to ensure its maritime safety. UNIFIL radio producer Rania Abder has more details.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Having just six ships from as many countries, Bangladesh, Brazil, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, and Turkey, UNIFIL Maritime Task Force operates in the huge sea expanses, approximately 5,000 nautical square miles or more than 17,000 square kilometers of sea waters. As Maritime Task Force Commander Rear Admiral Eduardo Augusto Villand explains, its mission has two pillars.
Maritime Task Force is a naval task force to help prevent the unauthorized entry of weapons or related material by sea into Lebanese territory and to assist technical training of Lebanon's naval and other security forces.
Working in cooperation with the Lebanese Armed Forces Navy, UNIFIL MTF has established a reliable control system over the traffic in the Lebanese territorial waters. The main element of it is the so-called hailing. MTF Commander Rear Admiral Eduardo Augusto Villand tells what this term is.
To hail means to interrogate a vessel, to observe it, and to show presence. Hailing is a joint work between MTF units and LAF Navy units, especially the coastal radio stations. All ships, even a sailing vessel or a yacht, going inbound, outbound, or in transit Lebanese waters, are hailed.
A known vessel in position at 33 degrees, 40 miles north. This is a United Nations warship on your port side.
United Nations warship, this is Island Transporter.
Based on the hailed information given by the vessel, we can classify it as suspect, and a special request is sent to LAF to conduct the proper boarding and inspection. These hailing reports and the results of the inspections are shared between the LAF Navy and MTF in order to build up an effective maritime surface picture.
Since the start of the hailing operations in October 2006, UNIFIL Maritime Task Force has hailed 100,000 ships and referred more than 14,000 vessels to the Lebanese authorities for further inspections. Equally impressive are figures pertaining to another pillar of its mission, daily trainings for LAF Navy personnel.
Can you see, this is the bridge, and it's the place where the ship conduct the navigation at sea. It's a very sensible place. In this place,
Rear Admiral Hosni Daher, Lebanese Armed Forces Navy commander, says that almost every day the Lebanese sailors have one or two trainings together with UNIFIL naval peacekeepers.
We have trainings inside the Naval Academy where they go to the school and they train the cadets and officers and give them lessons in navigation, mechanics and other naval subjects. We also have trainings that happen on board of the ships where a group from their side get into one of our ships and train our staff on certain trainings, for example, how to deal with the fire that started on board of a ship in the sea, and they've given equipment in this domain. And we also have our own equipment and they train our soldiers on how to react to such incidents at sea. We also have trainings on the management of controlling the sea. One of our ships go into the sea and take over the entire responsibility, including monitoring the territorial waters. They train our ship to perform the same duties that they are currently performing, so that when they leave, we take over.
While the goal of building up the Lebanese Armed Forces Navy capacities is still ongoing, Lebanon is interested in UNIFIL Maritime Task Force's presence just to ensure, together with the LAF Navy, the country's maritime safety. You have been listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Rani Abdir. Hope to have you with us again when we are again on the airwaves or in social media. Stay tuned.